What's up, guys? Welcome into Stacking Dubs. I'm your host, Chris Chin. Oh, well, that'll do it. The Warriors are eliminated by the Kings in just a good old shellacking where came out okay. Basically, the lack of size, lack of athleticism, lack of youth was very apparent. The Kings were faster all night. Didn't help that they were just on fire from three, but at the same time, they were pretty open threes. I mean, Keegan Murray hits his first three threes in a row, and then I guess the only thing that stopped him was really us just leaving him wide open for his next five attempts. That slowed him down a little bit, but it wasn't there for the Warriors. The defense competed. I didn't think it played that terribly, but that being said, I mean, I don't even know what the final score ended up being, but the defense wasn't good enough to win. The offense, that's just been a season-long problem all year, especially lately with Steph Curry. I mean, he's been fatigued. I mean, he rolled his ankle a couple of games ago, but that's not the excuse. I mean, it's just, it's tough to see Steph just, you know, really reach back for it. And, you know, instead of the 100-mile-an-hour fastball that he's typically had, you know, he's reaching back and he's hitting 93. You know, he's dropping low 20s in a game where we needed him, where we couldn't find scoring. And you know, it wasn't even a terrible shooting night for him. He just couldn't really get separation. Keegan Murray had him locked up all game, put a little size on him, you know, and he wasn't able to take advantage of the speed agility portion that he typically does. A little tired, a little older. I mean, this is the closest I'll say to saying that Steph, you know, might be showing signs of declining. Again, you know, it's been a tough month for him, and hopefully he comes back next year a new guy. And I guess by new guy, I mean the same old guy from before, but we got to find a way to keep him a little fresher. And that's really just the team. It's just this team has not had a consistent second score all season. It's been in spurts. You know, early season, you know, it was just second score by committee, if that's. Towards the middle of the season, Jonathan Kuminga emerged and really started providing that 20 points, and that's when you saw the Warriors go on a run. And then late season, Klay actually carried the load the last month and a half. He had been our best scorer, and it was just really on fire heading into this game, which makes it that much harder and just tougher a pill to swallow. Seeing him put up a donut last night, 0 for 10 shooting. Other than shooting really poorly, I didn't think he played that terrible of a game. I mean, he didn't really provide much on defense, but, you know, he worked. He had a couple of nice – he made a nice couple plays, couple passes, but that's beside the point. It's just my heart hurts for Klay Thompson, for Steph Curry as well, and just for this organization. I think heading into this game, honestly, I would have said I think 90% chance Klay comes back to the Warriors. Retires a Warrior. He said he wants to be here. The team says they want him back. Oh, man, it's maybe I'm in the moment right now, but it is a tough way to go out. And it almost feels like, wow, is this just the necessary rock bottom to, you know, take a step forward, to take two steps forward in the future, a step back to take two steps forward in the future. I don't know. I hope it's not the end. And we're not even going to really talk about that right now because it's just not even worth getting into what Klay means to this organization. But I will say, Klay Thompson, if you're listening to Stacking Dubs, you know, keep your head up, champ. That is exactly what you are. You're a four-time champ. Nothing will ever change that. I know you still have it in you. I know it's not there as consistently. And obviously, you know, you've been through so much and, you know, I hurt for you. I want the best for you. I hope you're willing to stay a Warrior for life and come back on a reasonable deal. But don't let this one game define you. I know it's going to sit with you through the offseason, and this was just a brutal one. Block it all out. Don't listen to any of the talking heads other than me. Don't listen to any of the media other than me. I got you. I'll still ride with you. We'll figure something out. We're just the expectation level needs to change, and I think that's what you found when Klay went to the bench. You know, that's when his season turned around. You know, the expectations were lowered. He's able to play a little more free. Recently, you know, as a starter and then heading back into the playoffs, you know, he tightened up a little bit, if you want to call it that. And, you know, the expectations were, hey, Klay's our second scorer again. And then he lays a donut. And now it's just, you know, is Klay even going to be a Warrior? So, Klay, I'm with you. You're going to bounce back. You can still shoot the hell out of the ball. your legs will be great in spurts. Your game will be here in spurts. And I think realistically, the solution is we need to find a better second scorer so that you can be that flame-throwing third scorer off the bench or as a starter. But it's a tough pill to swallow, guys. The veterans weren't very good in this one. Steph, Clay. Draymond was actually okay. I thought Dray competed pretty well, but not enough. I thought he did a very good job on Sabonis, as did Looney. But the offensive side of the ball just wasn't there. Chris Paul didn't really make an impact on this game. The Warriors' best players, honestly, were the youngsters. It was Pajemski was very good. I think Pajemski is just he's just cut out for games like this. You know, he plays best at high energy, and he's an effort player. And in an elimination game, you're going to see that effort shine through. And he was everywhere in this one and really, you know, steadied the ship when the Warriors needed it. Moses Moody also kept the Warriors afloat when they were just kind of hovering around a single to double-digit lead. Moody must continue to play more. We'll see what kind of role he steps into, but I thought Moody was very good in this one. TJD, not so much. We won't talk about that. It just wasn't the matchup for him, and he was shaky in his minutes. But Jonathan Kuminga, he stepped up, played well. He attacked the Sabonis mismatch. Didn't really knock down any shots from outside the paint, which would have been nice. And struggled a bit in this one where the refs were letting them play. We've seen that Kuminga hasn't really gotten to the line as much where he's getting bailed out, where he was getting to the line, you know, 6-7 times a game. Not as much recently, so he's going to have to find some ways to be a more efficient scorer and force himself to finish at the hoop. That jump shot needs to come along in the offseason. Well, I don't know really what else to make with this, guys. You know, it was a very roller coaster season. It had a lot of pain points. You know, I guess we're finally out of our misery. There were just so many epic collapses, terrible droughts, couldn't stop the bleeding or shut off the faucet on the defensive end. This team just, again, even though it rebounded really well for its size, I think it took a toll on this team, just fighting for rebounds, being undersized, being old, being slow, not having that athleticism, and you just run out of gas. You know, if you're not going to be able to have the physical tools, well, you're going to have to play a little harder. And because of that, the effort just, and the energy, just the tank was on empty. And the tank's probably been on empty, honestly, for the last month or so. You know, there are ways that we kind of got around it and went on a little win streak, and they played well on the road. Realistically, we beat a lot of teams that weren't top teams. We beat a lot of teams that were missing one of their top two or three players. And we just couldn't really ever get enough consistency, even within the space of, you know, four quarters in a row. You know, the games we were winning, you know, it's like two or three good quarters. And then, you know, you surrender a double-digit lead somewhere in the third or fourth quarter only to sometimes save yourselves. So this team, you know, a lot of changes must be made. What those changes are, it's tough. It's going to be a lot of your heart versus your head. You know, I love Clay. I love Wiggins. I love Kuminga. There's no way all three of them are coming back next year. And it just comes back to my number one mission, number one objective at this point in time. Do not waste Steph Curry's window. You only get Steph Curry once in, gosh, maybe a lifetime for most sports fans. You know, I can count on my hand now how many players have been as impactful as Steph Curry. And, you know, there's probably been 25 to 28 organizations who've never had a player even close to a Steph Curry. So, you know, we're blessed to have him. You cannot waste his window. I don't know if that means, hey, you're mortgaging the future by trading Kuminga. I don't know if it means you're severing ties with the past by trading Klay Thompson, by trading an Andrew Wiggins. I don't know, but changes have to be made. And we're going to get into that much more in the offseason. But for now, Dub Nation, it's been a real one. It's been fun starting Stacking Dubs. I really appreciate that you guys tuning in. I'll be here in the offseason. You know, I'll come in, you know, once a week and just kind of give you, we'll find some new angles. We'll still talk Warriors, find some fun stuff to talk about. But in the meantime, you know, I think we just got to sit on this one, give it some time to process. Feels very much like we're getting dealt a lot of blows as Bay Area fans with the Niners a couple months ago and leading right into this. So we'll be here, guys. I'm here for you. Let's just kind of heal internally, mentally, physically, emotionally, and just know that this team didn't have it. This team this team's record was what it was. You know, it was a 10 wins over 500, probably seems about right. Has the potential to be a 50-win team if people don't get suspended, people don't get hurt. I mean, that's the hardest thing to say, you know, is that we had good health. You know, Clay played 77 games, Steph played over 70 games. It's like, is that going to happen again? Anyways, that's all I got for you guys. I wish you guys a happy offseason. We'll make some moves. We will be back. We're still Dub Nation, and we will get back to stacking dubs. Until next season, I'm your host, Chris Chin. Peace, love, and stacking dubs.